Together wherever we are, we pray and use our meditation and concentration to generate water for all parched lands, for parched hearts, for the waters of compassion. For parched mind, the soothing waters of equanimity, peace, tranquility. Wherever we are, we generate the mind and the heart that holds all being in the sweetness of understanding causes and conditions, that when we put causes in motion, they produce conditions, and those produce conditions, because of their causes, will produce results. It is inevitable. Just as a seed, when given right conditions, will produce its plant, flower, and fruit. Here in Colorado, we do have forest fires. There are a few of them, less than 10, though, going on in the state. And almost no matter where you are in the state, you can smell the fires and the skies. The air is obscured by smoke. But more than that, here in Colorado, and we are states away from California, where there are hundreds of fires burning. Our skies, our air, I shouldn't say our, the skies and the air in Colorado are absolutely obscured and the sun made red and very, again, clouded out by clouds of smoke. It's acrid to walk outside. And that's only one example, because the rainforest in the Pantanal of Brazil is right now burning, and the size of the state of New Jersey has already been consumed by fire. That's almost inconceivable. The size of the state of New Jersey is already gone in the rainforest by fire. Then there are the fires in our minds. As the Buddha said, all is burning. Our minds are burning, our tongues are burning, our eyes are burning, our ears are burning. They are burning with passion. They are burning with thoughts that are driven by beliefs and passions. So this morning, let us use our meditative ability and our heart of awakening for our brothers, sisters, sentient beings like the deer and the rabbits and the insects and the sentient beings of the trees and the plants and the grasses, that in so many places of our planet right now, not just the three mentioned, so many places, are trying to escape what in some measure are human-made causes and conditions, that we as human beings will do whatever we can. And it will be probably small things, like remember to turn off a light switch, stop using paper products and switch to other products. Small things, use less water. But these things contribute to the life and the well-being of our planet and to these beings who are trying to escape or dying. And then there is the firefighters and the people who have lost their homes, and of course all the animals who have lost theirs, if they haven't died. These are real. Then there is the fires of rage and anger, segregation, racism, sexism. These are real in our world. The fires of global warming, the very heat of global warming that heats the ocean. The ocean holds more heat than the land does. And that's why the storms are bigger. But the land is heated, and that's why there are droughts. And there are devastating warm spells in which people die. There is the heat of war, of rage, of aggression. So as we begin, let us call to mind these things that trouble our mind. Let us not avert our eyes. Let us not avoid these subjects in our meditations, in our contemplations, in our mantras, in our prayers. There is a story of a very realized Tibetan teacher monk who walked into a room of a few hundred monks chanting Om Mani Padme Hum over and over with their malas. And he started to rip the malas out of the monks' hands and throw them against the wall and rip them apart. And in his understanding, his wisdom of understanding that the monks were just robotically doing their mantra and not considering the violence in the world. And so he was displaying an act of aggression and saying, this is why we do mantra. Because there is aggression in the world. Because there are passions, unbridled passions in the world, largely in humanity, in human beings. So we smile because we can, because we are sitting in wherever we're sitting. We're not this deer in a river escaping a fire all around them, not knowing if they will live, seared by the heat, choked by the smoke. We smile and offer our smile and our comfort, our security. Offer it with all your heart and tears in your eyes to everyone and every kind of being that right now does not have what you have. To the millions and billions of even human beings who right now, 7 billion people, and right now, the majority does not have what you have, what I have. The majority. That needs to be known every moment of every day and make offerings of whatever we have, our food, our light, our water, a bed, for Pete's sakes. To not have war going on within our earshot. Let us smile, but offer us smile. Understanding the fullness of that we sit here and we can smile. And know, absolutely know, that because with genuine heart we smile and we think with love and kindness of so many billions, trillions, trillions of beings and wish what we have to them. Trust and know that in this very moment, some beings are protected. Some beings are given rest. Some beings' thirst is satisfied. Some beings are protected from violence. Some being is being shown kindness. Trust and know that it is so, simply because we have called them to mind, to our hearts, genuinely, truthfully, in our moment of safety and satiety and peace. And deepen and deepen into that loving kindness and into that meditative state that holds all beings in loving kindness, in its softness, in its protection, in all needs being met. But have the full confidence, knowing causes, conditions, and results, that each of us meditating in this way, with a genuine mind of loving kindness, a genuine embrace of the situations so diverse in our world, so in need of remedy, and often that remedy is as simple as loving kindness. The light switch, the paper product, using less water, these are loving kindness in action. And to hold the world and all its beings very specifically in our heart and mind is loving kindness. So trusting in cause, conditions, and results. Trust that we sitting here meditating is right cause, producing conducive conditions for beneficial results for innumerable beings right now in this moment. And your tears of sadness, empathy, of sorrow. If tears arise, if emotions like that arise, let them come and let them come fully. Because the truth is, it's a rough situation in our world. So let us feel all the variety of emotions that help us embody, be part of the embodiment of loving kindness, of solution and wisdom, of helpful heart and mind. For all the beings of Mother Earth and Mother Earth herself. Our times are invoking that each of us be very present to what's going on in every situation, in every part of the world, and what's going on within ourselves. Our ignorance, our choosing self over others, all these kinds of things. And so, as we truly look at our world and the terrible suffering going on, let us not be aloof. And then generate loving kindness, generate right action, generate right motive. Be as present as possible every moment of the day and offer whatever we are experiencing that is of benefit, could be of benefit to others. Everything, sitting on a toilet. How many people in the world don't have a toilet to sit on? Millions, millions, millions. Sanitation, clean water. These things that are so common to our lives that so many people do not have. So we call them to mind. We call that fact to our heart and our mind. We call the suffering of beings, the inequality, to our mind constantly through the day so that we do our best to pray for others, but also to hold ourselves accountable. This is so good to do, so good to know, so joyous to embody. It's part of awakening. We take a long, slow, deep breath. Breathing with the world and all our brother, sister, mother, father, sentient beings. Those who have altars and you light a candle, every time you light the candle, pray and wish that somewhere a fire is extinguished as you light the candle of illumination and blessing. The fires of aggression, a physical fire, the fire of drought, the fire of storm, the fire of anger, a pride or jealousy. These are all fires. So everything that we do, call to mind as a bodhisattva activity. Everything, turn everything into a bodhisattva activity. Walking. Remember that you can. There are people that can't. And wish your ability to everyone. That ease, that comfort, that simplicity. Everything. Turn everything into a bodhisattva activity. Our times call for these measures of wakefulness. What a joy. What a joy that we can know that and we can bring ourselves mindfully, heartfully to these self-recollected rememberings of, yes, you're right. Yes, for all beings, I will remember these things. I will not take my life for granted. I will reflect all through the day of what I have and what so many other people don't. I love you. Create your day for the whole world. Create your day.